From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. It's a brand new year for the folks at PolitiFact Florida as they continue to fact-check the claims and promises made by state politicians. Two in particular are being tracked on the so-called Truth-O-Meter, Miami-Dade's Mayor Carlos Jimenez and Florida Governor Rick Scott. Joining us now is PolitiFact Florida's Amy Sherman. Hey, Amy. So let's begin with the Carlos-O-Meter tracking Miami-Dade's mayor. How is he doing as we enter a new year?
Well, Mayor Jimenez is doing fairly well. He has kept about 33% of his promises. He's broken 22%, which leaves the remainder of his promises generally in some sort of middle category.
And as we begin this new year, what are the promises that you'll be tracking in 2013 for the Carlos-O-Meter?
Well, one of the promises we'll be tracking is the mayor's promise to make most county records available online. He's already taken several steps, including putting employee salaries on the website, which some of the county commissioners disliked. But there's been talk of further expansions, such as putting employee emails online. And we've also noticed that Broward has taken some steps that the mayor hasn't, such as putting a visitor's log for county commissioners online. Currently, Miami-Dade only has such a visitor list for the mayor himself. The other promise we're going to be tracking closely is the mayor's promise to create high-paying quality jobs. And his office told us he meant a focus on IT, engineering, and life sciences.
And Mayor Jimenez was reelected in 2012 and remains popular. That is not the case, though, with the state's governor. And PolitiFact Florida also has the Scott-O-Meter working. How is Governor Scott looking as we begin a new year?
Well, Governor Scott has kept about 30% of his promises. He's only broken about 9%, which, as you can see, leaves the majority of them in the works or stalled category. You know, many of his promises were things he could quickly deliver on. He said he was going to forego his salary. He's a very wealthy man. He did that. He said he would fight amnesty. He did that. He said he'd sell the state plane. He did that. But there are some more complicated promises for him, which he hasn't yet fully delivered on.
Some of those would be?
Well, one that gets a lot of attention on our promise meter is his promise about requiring drug screening for welfare recipients. The Florida legislature did approve that, but the courts have stopped it for now while the ACLU is challenging it. And we are waiting for the next step in that legal fight, which should occur in March when oral arguments are expected to be heard.
And that, of course, is when the state legislature will convene. There'll be plenty of fact-checking to come in 2013. Amy, what will PolitiFact Florida be specifically looking at?
Well, we will also be looking at job growth in Florida. Really, Governor Scott's central promise when he was campaigning was to create 700,000 jobs in 7 years. And he had initially said that would be on top of what we would normally expect for job growth, although he kind of tried to walk that back. We have rated this promise stalled. We have seen some job growth. One of our recent updates said in October the state had added 14,700 jobs, but he's still way behind that goal of 700,000 jobs in 7 years.
On top of what was originally expected.
Right.
Amy Sherman is fact checker and reporter for PolitiFact Florida. And we look forward to checking back in with you as the year progresses. Thanks for your time, Amy.
Thank you.
And for all their fact checks, visit politifact.com/Florida. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.